Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you have fun, man? Like, I mean, you've been there. I feel like you've been there for like 2 weeks. That's what it feels like to me. You'll be back on Wednesday. But, I mean, you've been there for a couple days. You got to experience everything. You got to go out, go to different pubs, you know, talk to different people. Like, what was that experience like? I know you had a great time. You've been to Ireland before. You got to go to the game, too. I thought it was an exciting game. What? Tell us what you've had going on the past couple days.
Yeah, it's been awesome. The game, I mean, that's one of the best sporting events I ever attended. It was really cool because I would say 50% of the crowd were Steelers fans.
Wow.
I'd say about 30% of the crowd were Vikings fans. And then there was a huge chunk of the crowd that were Irish people. And I think that they helped elevate the crowd when the Irish national anthem started. You had 15,000 lads just screaming their faces off, and it was so cool. And their appreciation of the game, even though they might be lacking a little bit in understanding, and I kind of feel like a dummy trying to explain some of this stuff, Doran. It's probably how you feel talking to me every day because they saw Jalen Ramsey score a touchdown, and then they're like, why doesn't that count? I'm like, well, he's laying down, and he touched the ball,
yes,
and his foot's out of bounds, but the ball's in bounds, which means it's dead. And the guy was like, oh, okay. Yeah, it's a dumb sport. We love it.
Did you have to explain a lot, like, whenever you were out, did you have to explain a lot of things to people that were maybe asking you questions? Some nice Ireland folks, were they like, oh, so, like, What does this mean by the Pittsburgh Steelers, or what does that mean, or, you know, who is this guy? What does he do? What position does he play?
Well, it was super cool because Larry Richard got to do the PA stuff, right?
Yes.
And he gets geared up. It's third down. And there was a couple sitting behind us that about 15 minutes into the game were like, what's a third down, and why does everyone get so excited about it? So we explained that, and it was super cool. I met an Irish guy named Keane, C-I-A-N, Keane, a couple of nights ago, who says he is in a fantasy football league with four people. He says all the teams are really good, but he only has three buddies that are football fans. But The whole town was jacked up about it, man. Like, it was the biggest event, obviously, going on in this country. And every pub was super welcoming to Steelers, Vikings, NFL fans. That's the other thing, Doran. Mm. There was a ton of just random NFL jerseys all through the stadium.
Really?
I mean, I saw Carson Wentz. I saw Aaron Rodgers' Green Bay jerseys. Just a mosaic of football love in this foreign land, if you will, and it was pretty cool to see.
So the Guinness on tap compared to the Guinness here that we get, explain it. Because I had FOMO. I think you probably saw my picture. I was missing my guy, Adam Crowley, and I know that you love Guinness. And I've told you probably before, like, I was like, I'm not really that big on Guinness. You looked at me like, what? But I honestly hadn't really appreciated it. I probably had a Guinness maybe before this weekend one time, and I was just like, okay, it's fine. I had a Guinness this weekend, and it was unbelievable. I like appreciated it. I appreciated the taste. I appreciated the culture. And I was sitting on my couch, and I was like, man, my man Crowley's there. I know he's having Guinness on tap. I know Aaron Rodgers loves Guinness on tap. The difference between that and having a Guinness here is what?
Well, I'll tell you, you had it from a can, right?
I did, but it had that little like thing in it. It had like a, I don't know, I guess it was like a nitro thing that makes it taste.
Yeah. The cans are actually pretty good in the United States. The problem is, you go to a bar in the United States that doesn't pour a lot of Guinness on draft, and it kind of gets watery. It doesn't have the right temperature. It's also not its own dedicated line. This is what, because I asked people here what the difference was. Like, there's a dedicated line, and they're pouring it all day, every day. It is, I mean, the level of creaminess is just through the roof. Now, unfortunately, I've probably had too many over the course.
How many do you think you've had?
5 days, and thus, that's not the 40. Probably 40.
But it's a light beer, though, right? Yeah. Isn't it considered a light beer? It's only like, what, 4.1%? Like, it's only because it looks like a dark beer because obviously the color, but it's not.
That's, you know, and that seems, that's like a big misconception that people think, like, oh, you're gonna, it's like drinking a loaf of bread. It's really not, especially over here. And it's low alcohol. And that's a thing I like about it over here. Like, I haven't come over here to like drink my face off to the point where I'm trying to fall down. I'm just trying to enjoy the culture and have a good time. And you drink a couple of Guinness slowly, you get a nice warm feeling, and then it dissipates whenever you eat something, and then you have a couple more, and you kind of ride that wave. It's been a glorious experience drinking all the black stuff. Unfortunately, my stomach has not responded all that well in the last 48 hours. I'll tell you another thing, too. At the stadium, instead of selling the 24-ounce mammoth 36-ounce pounders, you get 8-ounce cans. Now, you can get more of them at one time, but it's just a different drinking culture over here where it's not like, oh, you need to get all messed up. It's you can have a few beverages and carry on your merry way kind of deal.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Best meal that you had while you're there?
I'll tell you what, the tailgate yesterday was actually really good.
Okay.
There was ribs. I got to send you a video of – they did the thing that was cool where they brushed the meat with like the spices that they're – like with like buttery spice. I can't explain it. I'm not a food doctor, but – that was good. The ribs at the tailgate were good. And then I got this delicious stew at a place in Kilkenny called Matt the Miller's. A little beef Guinness potato stew.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. That sounds great. That sounds really
pretty good.
Really good. So I said I said to Callis, I guarantee if the Steelers won that Aaron Rodgers would have a keg on the airplane of Guinness because he likes it so much. Do you think that's true? Because I saw a picture of T.J. Watt and Cam Hayward drinking Guinness in like the locker room after the game. I bet you Aaron Rodgers had somebody. I mean, he's Aaron Rodgers. He's got millions of dollars. He's one of the most highly profiled quarterbacks ever in NFL history. I'm sure he got somebody to get a keg imported to the airplane for the ride home of Guinness, so all his teammates and everybody can enjoy it.
I think he was bummed out that they didn't come earlier. I mean, I know he had said that. I think he wanted to hang out in Ireland a little bit more. Actually, funny story. I don't know how the Steelers celebrated. I know for a fact how the Vikings got it on last night, because every pub that I traversed at, we saw multiple Minnesota Vikings players, including one that asked my sister-in-law if she was alone.
And what?
I said, you can take her. You can take her. There's nothing I can do. I can put her right in your pocket.
Well, they're going right to London, right? So I guess they would stay. This,
yeah. Yeah, because they – yeah, exactly right. And they were cool. And a lot of the Irish lads were like, oh, are you guys players? And they – I don't know who it was for the Vikings, but had a great line. He goes, oh, we're Spanish. We're from Spain. And everyone seemed to buy that. Yeah. And I'm like, what do you think people in Spain are eating? Like, these are the biggest seven people in the entire country right here. Okay, like they played in that football game. If you think otherwise, you're on crack.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.